This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Brian Fernandez and Tan Chung Han. Well, the top business stories of the day. In fact, we have some breaking news. Malaysia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, has reached a record low in June. Han, what else do we know from this news item just come in?
Okay, so essentially this is the lowest since this manufacturing PMI, this Nikkei manufacturing PMI has been tracked for over the last 5 years or so. Now, the number to look for is 50, okay? 50 implies that conditions in the manufacturing space are improving, right? Above 50, improving. Below 50, it has been deteriorating. That's the word that they use, market economics. So essentially, we have seen this large drop or massive deterioration in the manufacturing space here in Malaysia. Now, this index tracks several things. For example, the output, new orders, exports, you know, etc., and also employment as well. So overall, we are seeing this number 46.9. That is the lowest in this index since it began about 5 years ago. Now, keeping in mind, the manufacturing space is very, very important to the Malaysian economy.
So one of the things we need to look at also is this. This is on the back of quite strong numbers over the last 5 months. We also have to take the seasonal impact of Ramadan and perhaps traditionally slower manufacturing outputs. So we've got to keep it in context in terms of where we are at overall.
But at the same time, if you look at it from a historical perspective, though, we have not seen a sustained reading above 50 since the first quarter of 2015. So essentially from March of 2015, we have been seeing readings consistently below 50. In other words, conditions in the manufacturing space, as evidenced by the Nikkei Malaysia Manufacturing PMI, has been deteriorating every month since March 2015, with the sole exception being this past April. All right. So this past April, we actually saw a reading above 50. Like, oh, hey, have we turned a corner?
Hallelujah.
But since April, in May, fell back below 50. And now for June's data that just came out less than half an hour ago, we have seen a record low.
And what is the number?
46.9.
Mm. Okay. I guess it'll be a story we'll keep coming back to and keep an eye on. Now, moving to some of the stories that we have in our crosshairs this morning. Edra Power Holdings is expected to list in November and is hoping to raise in excess of 5 billion ringgit. Edra Power Holdings Berhad was a company that held all of 1MDB's power generating assets. It was sold to China General Nuclear Power, CGN, for some $2.3 billion, or just under 10 billion ringgit in 2015. After it beat two other bidders, CGN beat two other bidders, including TNB. The IPO is expected to raise money, but will it be successful, Brian?
Well, this is, the nth time that they basically were looking to list. I think 2015 was the time where 1MDB, there was a lot of noise from the opposition about 1MDB, and 1MDB then pulled out of the listing and then sold it to the Chinese for 2.3 billion for just under 10 billion ringgit. And it's a point to note that TNB only bid 8 billion at the time. So it was significantly higher than what TNB bid.
Okay, I would say that the noise wasn't coming merely from the federal opposition. It was coming from actually globally a lot of concern about the way 1MDB was going. So,
well, yeah, nevertheless, the statement from 1MDB back in 2015 essentially pointed the finger at former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and also the media, apparently, for generating a lot of the noise that led to this failed IPO. But nevertheless, you know, here we are with this media report talking up the prospects of an IPO for Edra Energy, possibly by November this year. I think this is a remarkable development in the story arc when it comes to you know, 1MDB affiliated units, or business, or at least in this instance, formally affiliated with 1MDB. Because, you know, and this is a theme, Shirai, that we have spoken, you know, quite a bit about here on this show. We have seen how there's been tremendous interest in the Tun Razak Exchange in Bandar, Malaysia, and Edra Energy as well. You know, so you apparently, according to media reports, they have secured some cornerstone fund managers, including the EPF, Kumpulan Wang Persaraan, Lembaga Tabung Haji, and Khazanah Nasional Berhad. You know, so you have this kind of interest or pent-up demand, supposedly, for the likes of Edra.
Wasn't there a lot of questions around Edra's or 1MDB's power assets, the quality of it, how many of them, and the age of some of these assets?
Yes, so that was a key concern at the point of sale, whether the Chinese overpaid for those assets, given that the leases were coming to an end. However, since then, especially in April, TNB released a statement in April that actually basically highlighted the fact that in addition to the existing assets, they were given rights to new assets, including the plant in the IPP agreement which was signed in April for the new plant in Malacca.
And it's not just Malacca, you've got a solar project up there in Kedah as well. I think it's in Kuala Ketil, if that means something to people up in Kedah. I'm not familiar with Kuala Ketil, but you have those kind of you know, projects being fed into the underlying fundamentals of what Edra Energy is all about. But again, I think it's interesting to note that there is this sudden shift in sentiment, especially when it comes to Edra Energy, because, I mean, going back to the article, they cite the broader economic outlook, right, Brian?
Yep.
And essentially, you've got that rosy outlook for GDP.
Trade, right. It's the ringgit has strengthened. Foreign fund flows into the stock market. Our stock market closed at 1763 on 30th of June and is targeted to breach the 1800 mark very soon. Our international reserves position has also increased from June last year, from 94 billion to 98 billion. So overall sentiment is good, but one of the also interesting thing is in terms of how much profit potentially the owners of Edra Capital, Edra Energy will stand to gain, because they purchased all the assets for just under 10 billion ringgit. Mm. They are planning to raise 5 billion ringgit by placing out 35% to 40%.
Right.
So that's a significant increase in valuation just over 2 years.
And also, you know, again, if you were to hark back to the notion that if Edra Energy had listed while under the 1MDB umbrella, I mean, theoretically speaking, you know, you had the ownership, you know, here on Malaysian soil. Now, granted, via this IPO, that Malaysian shareholders can get a share of Edra Energy, but via, you know, CGN. So whether that's a missed opportunity, I think that's something, you know, investors and markets will have to ask themselves.
Yeah, and also we don't know whether when it's listed, get the kind of take-up that they're hoping for, right? So it's not a done deal yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, certainly. But also when you look at, say, the total number of listed companies here in Malaysia, you know, it has fallen from about 960 back in 2009. Latest numbers, I'm looking at the Bursa Malaysia website right now, 901. So perhaps, you know, with this Edra Energy IPO and perhaps future IPOs, and perhaps some in the near future, we could see that number increase and more outlets for equity investors.
Okay, moving on. Malaysia's Lotte chemical titan Holdings Sdn Bhd will relaunch its initial public offering, or IPO, today at a lower price than initially targeted. The revision in pricing is due to the fact that the offer was perceived as overvalued.
Yeah, so originally Lotte were planning to list the company at between $7.60 to 8 ringgit. Up and to raise up to 6 billion ringgit. However, given the fact that sentiment has for the industry itself has diminished somewhat, I think investor appetite was diminished simply because it's a highly competitive industry, it's very cyclical in nature. The we've passed the peak of the petrochemicals upcycle already, and there's a global deterioration of operating rates. So all of that really contributed to them now looking at raising shares at RM6.50 on July the 11th and they would basically raise just under 4.9 billion ringgit.
And real quick plug here, we are trying to get them on the breakfast grill, so you got to make sure you stay tuned because their IPO, I believe, is slated for next week. We have a calendar entry for July 11th. That's according to some previous media reports. So hopefully we'll get them on the breakfast grill before then.
But it's also interesting to note that the Titan Group was bought by Lotte for $1.25 billion only in 2010. So it's a handsome profit.
Okay, we'll be coming up to the news shortly. And after that, we'll have the opening numbers in the stock market and more business analysis on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.